Thank you for calling MFM Billing Services. How may I assist you? Hello?
Hi. I'm actually calling from G. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Now you're audible. Please go ahead.
Okay. So I'm actually calling from EXL on behalf of United Healthcare. And I'm actually calling in regards to billing information on a few patients' claim. Basically, I called in to check the tax ID, NPI, and the place of service because we are doing a post-audit review. Mm-hmm. And we just want to make sure that the information that we have on file mm-hmm. is correct before we send the medical records request letter.
Sure,
this is something that you can help me with.
Yeah, sure, no worries. Could you please help me with your date of birth, the few patients you have in the list?
Absolutely. So the first patient, the date of birth would be 18th of June, 1981.
Okay, just allow me a minute. You mentioned June, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's right, yes.
And what was the last? 18 after that? June 18th?
Yes, 18th June, 1981.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. So you have one to query about the name. Could you help me with that? Christine or Jillian?
It's actually for Christine Lindquist.
Okay, Lindquist. Yeah, I got you. So, yes, please go ahead. What you want to know in this?
Okay, so I have a tax ID and NPI on this list. I'll read up the tax ID and NPI if you can just confirm if this is the correct tax ID and NPI.
Okay, just allow me a minute. Yeah, just allow me a minute. Let me go in on that page.
Sure.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Okay, so the tax ID that I have in my list is 471-566-157. Is that the correct tax ID?
Yes, that's correct.
Perfect. And how about the NPI associated to this tax ID? I have two different NPIs. One is the billing NPI and the group NPI. The billing NPI is 190-221-5106. Is that the correct NPI?
Yeah, group NPI is correct. That is group NPI.
That is 190-221-5106. That's the correct NPI, right?
Yes, that's a group NPI. Just mention there. Just write it there, group NPI. That is group NPI is 190-221-5106. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Because I have a list of patients that have the same tax ID and the NPI. So if the provider is the same, the tax ID and NPI would remain the same as well, right?
Yes, of course. The provider will, the tax ID and NPI will remain the same because you have called in Middleton Family Medicine Urgent Care. So in Middleton Family Medicine Urgent Care, the NPI and tax ID will remain the same.
Same, right? Okay, just a second. Let me make a note of that.
Sure.
1 second. And may I have your name, please?
Yeah, my name is James.
James, can you also confirm the place of service of this patient? I can give you the date of service as well. The date of service that I'm referring to is 17th of April, 2025. I just want to know if this was an inpatient or outpatient visit for the date of service, that is 17th of April, 2025.
Just allow me a minute. Let me just go through that and pull up the records, and after that I will let you know. Just to confirm, could you please help me with the date of birth once again? Yeah.
Yeah, it's for Christian again. It's the same patient.
It's the same
the
patient?
The date of birth for her is 18th of June. Yes, it's for the same patient, 18th of June, 1981.
Yeah, okay, 18th, 1981. Okay, so what do you want to know that?
The place of service. If it was an inpatient or outpatient or office or ambulatory service, anything related to that?
So could you help me with on which date? If you can help me with that, then I can let you know that which insurance is active and which.
Sure.
Yeah.
The date of service is 17th of April, 2025.
Okay, just allow me a minute. I'm just pulling up the records again.
Yeah. Thank you.
Place of service is office.
Office, it was okay, perfect. Office is it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And James, I do have, mailing address for us to send the medical records request letter. And the address that we have on file, it says number 147 South Main Street, Middleton, MA 01949. Is that the correct mailing address for us to send the medical records request letter?
Okay, just let me see. So we have a two address. If you are going to send something EOB, then it's PO Box 14636 and Belfast, Maine.
One second.
Yep.
PO Box.
14636.
Yeah, may I have the address again, please?
Yeah, sure.
14636.
Mm-hmm. And B, mm-hmm. B, E for Eco, L for Lima, F, A, S, T.
Okay.
M-E. Me. 04915. If you're going to send EOB, then or any payment, then use this address. And the address you have mentioned, that is also address. That is office address.
Okay, so but which would be the correct address for us to send the medical records request letter in between this, James? Do you want us to send it to the PO Box or to the 147 South Main Street, Middleton?
Just allow me a minute. I'm just checking that.
Okay, not a problem. Because we can have only one address updated on file. So that is why I'm asking you.
Okay. Can I know that what's the reason you're asking for that? You need to send the records to the patients or providers?
To the provider, the medical records request letter.
Just make sure that, may I know that from where you're calling?
I'm calling from EXL on behalf of United Healthcare.
I just wanted to confirm that you want medical you want medical records or you want to send?
We want to send the medical records request letter.
Okay. So you want medical records, right?
Yes. We want to send it.
Okay. So we have the medical records number, so department, so where you can reach them for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's 800.
Can you give me the number, please?
Yeah, sure. Why not? 800. 659 4035.
It's 800-659-4035, right?
Of course. And if you want to transfer the call, I can transfer on the same call.
Yes, sir. If you can put me across to them, I'll get the rest of the details. Thank you so much for your help.
Okay. I just missed your name.
My name is Bernard.
Bernard. Nice to hear that, Bernard. Thank you so much, Bernard. Have a great, blessed day.
You too. Take care.
Same too. Bye-bye.